eternal, it always relies on God. So for example, our souls were created by God, and they're going to be there, existing forever, but forever relying on God.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So God is eternal. We are going to be eternal, post-eternal, because we was created, and God said that there is not going to be no more death. After we die, hellfire or heaven, you're going to be there forever. But we post-eternally rely on God for our existence. God doesn't rely on anything. So that's why the Islamic model for me, before I came to Islam, made perfect sense. Because it went in line with my innate disposition, the fitrah that we talked about. So Islam in a nutshell is asking you something simple. Worship God alone. It's as simple as that. Now imagine something, yeah? When you see a famous person, do you not get a bit gassed?
Yeah, when you appear like half
no. Me, I'm a nobody, forget me. I'm a nobody. Yeah, you don't need to get excited for me at all. Imagine we saw, like, I don't know, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, may Allah have mercy on him, yeah? Imagine he came to the park. I'll get gassed. Why? Does he pay for my bills? Did he back me up in a fight? Maybe he would. The point is this. Why do we get excited? It's because of who he is.
Yeah.
What about the one who created the heavens and the earth? That there is more stars than there are sand-packed particles in our universe. Just for a second, let's absorb this information, yeah? He has created, we're a speck, a dust. There is more stars than there are sand particles in our universe. He is the one that created all of that. Do you not think we should be more excited than gassed about the creator? The point I'm trying to make is the following, bro. If a rich person, a multimillionaire, comes and says to you, Charlie, I'm going to send £1 million to your account every week, and he doesn't want nothing from you, what is the least that you would do? Imagine I'm that guy, yeah? I look a bit like a millionaire with this Primark jacket. Imagine I said to you, here you go, £1 million to your account, and I send it to you every week, and I go, I leave you, you have my number. What would you do? What was the least thing that you would do?
I would like to stay in contact and always...
You would like to stay in contact?
Yeah, always, you know, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Return to me.
Give back in some way.
Give back some way?
Yeah.
This is very interesting. What is your eye? If I said to you, I'll give you £1 million, I want your eye. Would you give it to me?
That's a tough question.
No, it's not really. Your eye, is your eye more value than £1 million?
I still have my other eye.
No problem, if I take two eyes.
Okay, no.
The point I'm trying to make is the following, okay? That what God has given you and created you is priceless. So if somebody's going to give you £1 million and you're going to call and check up on him and see how you can pay him back, what about the one who's created you, who sustains you, who wants paradise for you? This is what those questions that I gave you about Muhammad Ali and the millionaire is, that firstly, to acknowledge who Allah is, who God is, and secondly, that he is deserving of worship.
So I like the way you laid it out. It's very good.
Thank you, but I'm just trying to use analogies.
Yeah. And it makes it a lot just easier to
yeah, yeah. You know why? Because then you can truly value and appreciate him.
Yeah.
Some people come and say to us, "Oh, why does your God need you to worship him? He doesn't need me." If every Muslim stopped praying, it does not take from the dominion of God at all. But I do it because of who he is, not because of what he does for me. What he does for me is plus. Even if God did nothing for me, he created me, and I was standing like this. He deserves worship because of who he is.
It's like, that's like what you're saying there, how some people think that it's like God, but like that they don't have to worship him, like the deist kind of position. It's like, I don't understand how, like, if you do believe in a God, that he would just make anything and everything and just be like, okay, here.
Exactly.
It doesn't seem like...
Allah talks about them in the Quran. Allah says, have you seen the one who takes his desires as his own God? Because what they do... has anyone got tissue? Yeah, bro, can you get some tissue? No tissue? Okay. See if anyone can go get it, if it's possible, yeah? The point I'm trying to make is this, bro, is that when it comes to, what was we talking about?
Deists and how they...
Yes. The one who takes his own desires as his God. So what do you mean by that? He thinks, well, for someone to know that God Almighty exists and he has given him all of this and he doesn't pray, to me this person is a very strange person, and I'll say an ungrateful person. Now, we all have our struggles. There are Muslims who don't pray. Do they pray because they are arrogant? There's a difference between arrogance and doing it out of desire. So for like doing something out of desire. If I come and say, I'm not going to pray to God, that's arrogance. If I say, you know what, I do, I'm just weak. Allah will forgive the other one because
He acknowledges
it. Yes, but if the other one is arrogant, he's doing it, he's as if he's challenging God.
Yeah. The other one recognizes that it's wrong.
Exactly. The other one recognizes it's wrong. The first one doesn't recognize it's wrong.
Mm. I understand.
So, would you say you are a theist? It's up to you, bro. Look, if you, I'm just trying to bring evidence forth for you to acknowledge. Do you not believe there's sufficient evidence for you to believe in a creator?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's building a case up to it. Yeah, and I think
it's a think about it, it's a very, very strong case.
Yeah, I think it is.
You think about it from design. Yeah, the way you're designed, bro. Come on, the way this board is designed.
Yeah,
there is a purpose. There is design, and design requires a designer. Is this bottle more complex or your eyes?
Eyes.
Million times more complex. How can we ascribe a purpose to this, a design and a designer to this, and we look at our eye and say, oh, chance. What color is your eyes?
Brownish.
Yeah, nice color.
Thank you.
You know, but what I'm trying to say is that, you know, at the end of the day, it's just for us to reflect.
Yeah. I like the message. I honestly like the message from Islam and stuff like that. Yeah. And even Christianity and stuff like that.
Do you have any questions on like Islam?
I think I've done quite a bit of like digging into it.
Okay.
I enjoy watching your videos and stuff, even as someone who's not currently religious.
Yeah.
I find it really interesting.
Okay.
And I enjoy learning about it. Questions that I have now off the top of my head.
If there's anything regarding any, whatever you want to ask.
I've seen stuff about it before, but everyone says different things about it that I follow and I know and stuff like that. I like it when the religions get on quite well, like Christianity and Muslims, they get on well. It's nice.
We do. Don't get the Christians like this guy confused with your general Christian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Laysu sawa, they are not the same.
Yeah.
These people are hate preachers. There are Christians that disown these people. They are only filled with hate because they don't like the fact that we're here and people come to Islam. And you get what I'm trying to say? So that's why it turns to hate. So don't get it twisted. We're fine with our Christians. We speak to Christians, Jews. We have a very good relationship with them.
And my question is, I really love it when everyone gets along with the religions. Because at the end of the day, I guess they worship the same God, but just have, one maybe more corrupt or something like that.
I wouldn't say we worship the same God per se. In the context we want to, we arrive in different ways.
Yeah.
With Islam, what's really unique about Islam is the following. We acknowledge the one creator.
Yeah.
What Islam says is worship him alone. Don't go through Jesus. Don't go through Buddha. Don't go through Ganesh. Don't go through Hare Krishna. Worship him alone. Because the biggest injustice is what? That I come and give you £1 million or I look after your family, etc. And you go to a tree and say, hey tree, thank you for £1 million. The biggest ingratitude is to know that God Almighty has created you and sustained you, and you go and find Jesus.
So Christians, you say, are committing So do you think a Christian, for example, it's impossible for them to enter jungle?
Okay, Islam is the only religion that says if a Christian, an atheist, a Hindu, a Sikh, a whatever you call it, if they die and they haven't heard the message of Islam, they will be tested on the day of judgment. God's going to test them because Allah negates oppression to himself. Allah says in the Quran, what will I get out of punishing you? God doesn't want to punish. But the thing is this, if they heard the message of Islam, they know the message of Islam is true, but they don't want to believe it because of their desires, then it will be hellfire. Yes.
I think that's actually very good. I like the sort of point of like people who are not really ignorant, who are just ignorant and it's not their fault.
Yeah.
I really like that. And I guess my last question is, it's quite a personal one. People with like mental issues, unfortunately, obviously they don't have the same capacity as us to sort of acknowledge things.
So what the scholars say is the question, what about them?
Someone personal to me who is unfortunately passed away, who was Christian but had plenty of
What I mentioned to you, the scholars categorize them. A child who hasn't reached the age of puberty. A person who is sleeping. a person who is mentally not stable and a person who hasn't heard the message of Islam, these people will be tested on the day of judgment. Because why would God punish someone? Because Allah says in the Quran, we do not punish a nation until we send a messenger to them. Now, if someone can't comprehend it and is mentally not well, why on earth would God throw him into the hellfire? They will be tested. Nobody on that day is going to say that God was unjust. God is just to everyone, and they got equally be tested.
I think I've heard of the thing of, where, like, if someone, for example, hadn't heard of the message of Allah and Islam,
yes,
they did, and they were, for example, deaf and blind and couldn't
understand. Yeah.
I think I've heard that they'll send an angel to them to tell them about the message of Islam.
No.
It's not such a thing. I've heard that in, like, another video about what God does to, what Allah does to non-Muslims.
I don't know anything of angel being sent. Look, it might be that God can guide them through other means. It might be that, we don't know. But what we do know is that if a person who is deaf, if he can read, obviously he can read the Quran. But if he's blind, he cannot hear, then
What they said was that after you die, they send the angel and they say, they tell you the message of Islam and say, would you trust it and would you jump through this thing?
Oh, no. Okay, what it is the following. There will be a test for them on the day of judgment. Yeah. So for the people who didn't hear the message of Islam, for the child who hasn't reached the age of puberty, and for the person who's mentally not well, I think there's another one, I can't remember. Allah will tell them on the day of judgment, there's hellfire and there's paradise. Allah will tell them to jump in the hellfire.
Yeah.
But the hellfire will be paradise. The hellfire will be paradise. That's their test.
And if they trust them, then...
If they trust Allah, because what it shows is what? Number one, you're affirming His rububiyyah. Because you're affirming, number one, is your creator. And if you've done that, now, ulahiyyah, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty? You are having trust in Him. For you to jump in the fire is you're saying, you're my creator, I trust you, and I'm going to jump. And the hellfire is not it's a mad place. So for you to jump there, having trust in God is a damn big test, you know?
I guess that's most of my questions.
Yeah, no problem, man, Charlie. I'm here every Sunday. If you have any questions, you know what? Me and you should have an arm wrestle.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Go.
I won't try.
No, okay, I'm going to try.
I can't do that. All right, 3.
I'm just doing it for the fun of it.
2.
Go.
Come on, what's going on?
Come on, Charlie!
You can do it, man.
It's a draw. As you can see, guys, we had the arm wrestle. We had a nice discussion. The sun is setting.
Very strong.
I mean, if this guy accepts Islam, it's not going to be hard to find him a wife. I mean, the guy's handsome here, you know. So anyway, Charlie, I'm here every Sunday. If you have any questions, come.
And the signed divine, that would be really nice.
Yes. Oh yeah, I'm going to get that. Come next week.
Okay.
Take my number, because I'll forget.
Okay.
Yeah? Let me give it to you, because you know last time I gave somebody my number, the phone was literally a bit like this. Bro, I get people calling me. Yeah, brother, I zoomed in and I could see your number. I'm like, yeah, thank you, brother, for that.
So, would you do that off camera then?
No, I'll do it, I'll show you. Okay. It's not that deep.
No one else is recording you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll get prank calls later. Tommy Robinson and Franz used to call me. No problem. Message me.
Really
just remind me. I'll get you the book. But before that, can we get Anas? Can we get him a Quran? Have you got Quran?
No, I don't.
Okay, can we have Eternal Challenge book as well, please? I'm going to give you a book. It's called Eternal Challenge. It's very, very interesting. It talks about the prophecies of the Prophet Muhammad.
Where's Eternal Challenge?
It's in there. It should be like... It might be on the other side, bro. It might be on that side. Okay, anyway, guys, thank you till next time from me and Charlie with the arm wrestle. Joe, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much.
No problem, man. It's a pleasure. Come here, I'm here every Sunday. I'll try to get you there.
Thank you.
Let me try to get you the book. I don't think they can find it.
Will this be on YouTube as well?
Yes, it'll probably be on our channel. Salam. Yes, 1 second.
Yeah.
1 second. Really?
Yeah.
Let me try to find the book.
No, I don't think anyone
can find it. Still, there's a risk.
What?
I just think there is.
You know, if they do it, I don't care. They find out. It would mostly be my dad's side.
You just take a precaution.
These are the bitches.
It's fine.
How did you find the conversation?
It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to...
Now you've got his number as well.
Yeah.
It's a slow step, but yeah. It's good to know you're doing research.
Brother, did you just take your shahada?
Not
yet. He'll be there soon.
Thank you.
It's a very interesting book. Check it out as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And just remind me, message me on WhatsApp. Remind me Thursday or Friday to get the book.
Okay.
No problem, Charlie. Okay,
can I get a picture as well?
Sure. Come.
Every day. To demonstrate,
to demonstrate our allegiance
and worship of the pedophile deity, together with the worship of Muhammad, the pedophile, the rapist. Does Allah teach pedophilia? Yes.
See a guy? Question.